So I know a lot of you out there listening have younger kids as well as teenagers in the house, and I'm excited to share with you about a new show that you and your younger kids are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories, affectionately known as MATH. Every episode follows Max and Molly, who have just been recruited into a secret order of problem solvers, on an adventure through time packed with puzzles, hidden equations, history, and laughs. The series explores themes like the stories behind math, critical thinking, code breaking, pattern solving, and so much more. MATH is geared towards kids ages 6 and up and can be enjoyed by the whole family. Episodes drop every Thursday and are about 15 minutes long, the perfect length for a car ride, mealtime, break times, or bedtime. Each is stacked with so much laughter that your kids won't even realize how much they're learning. So tune into Mysteries About True Histories with your kids. You can follow and listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Joyful Courage Podcast, a place where we tease apart what it means to be a conscious parent and a conscious human on the wild ride of parenting teenagers. I am your host, Casey O'Rourke. I am a positive discipline lead trainer. Yes, that's new and exciting. I'm a positive discipline lead trainer, parent coach, and mama walking the path right next to you as I imperfectly raise my own two teens. Joyful Courage is all about grit, growth on the parenting journey, relationships that provide a sense of connection and meaning, as well as influential tools that support everyone in being their best selves. As you listen in on today's show, pay attention to how grit shows up in the conversation. Also, if you're not already on my email list, now is the perfect time to join. I pop into my subscribers' inbox with stories, podcast news, and offers every week. My hope is to make you laugh a little, or at least relate to what I have to share, and keep you updated on all the Joyful Courage goodness. If you're into it, go to joyfulcourage.com/email and sign up. Signing up right now will get you the 7 tips for connecting with your teens. I'll share with you 7 tips over 7 days that, if you put them into practice, will make a difference in your relationship with your kids. Each day you'll get an action step and a bonus step if you're feeling like an overachiever. Again, that's joyfulcourage.com/email. Sign up and stay more connected. Thank you so much for listening. I am deeply honored to lead you, so grateful to hear that what I put out matters to you, and so excited to keep it coming. If you love this show, please take a screenshot and share it on your social media. Let your friends know you're listening and find value in the podcast. Tag me and I will reshare it in my media channels as well. All right, enjoy the show. Well, hello there. Hello there, my friend. How are you, listener? How are you? If you are new to this show, welcome. Welcome to Joyful Courage Land. I am so glad that you are here, and I'm hopeful that you will take away value from this show. And if you are a longtime listener, hi! Welcome back. A new week. A new month. Oh my gosh, it's the first week of July. And well, actually, as I record this, it's June 30th. So tomorrow's July 1st. And I'm just kind of not totally freaking out about it, but I'm a little bit like, what? How is it already July? I was just sharing with the membership moms about how weird it feels to be looking at July 1st on my calendar. It feels like time is in hyperdrive. It feels like time is in hyperdrive. My son has been out of school for a couple weeks now. We've shifted into, well, we just had a crazy heat wave. Oh my gosh. I know many of you are listeners from the Pacific Northwest of the United States. So you're feeling me right now. What was that? That was like Insanity. And those of you that are listening from places where it gets hot, here's the deal. Up here in the Pacific Northwest of the US, it's mild, especially way up where I am. I'm in Bellingham. I'm close to Canada. I'm in like the most northwest corner of the United States. And it's mild. Like, we love the sun, but we love the sun and like 78 degrees. Nobody has air conditioning. And to have temperatures of over 100, which is what happened just last like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, it got crazy hot. It was wild. I went out on my paddleboard a whole bunch, which was great. But just going down to the marina by my house, the parking, it was like overflow parking into the field. Not only was this the beach of the lake just like wall to wall people, but even like all the way out to like 50 feet from the shoreline, it was like wall to wall people in rafts and kayaks and boards and boats. And it was just wild. And the sunburns, oh my gosh. It's June too, right? So we haven't had a chance to like grow into our suntans up here. So the sunburns were out. It was just insane. And then we lost power. You might have gotten my email last week about this, but we lost power. So then the fans weren't on and it was just like craziness. And we were fine. It was fine. I was grateful for, you know, having a place to live, being so close to the lake. It was so easy just to go down and just get in the water, which was huge. So, you know, we were okay, but holy moly, it was super hot. And, you know, I'm finding that like time, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about, I have some travel plans ahead of me. We're moving into July. I'm thinking about just some things that are happening in my business. And I have to tell you, I am a little bit snappy and not so patient. I gave up sugar. So if any of you have ever given up sugar, you know, you should pretty much go to rehab to detox, because the level of angst that shows up around day 6-7 is pretty gnarly. It was perfectly timed with the heat wave for me. Oh, my family's so lucky. Yeah. And so I'm also getting ready. So this show is going to go live on the 5th of July. And on the 6th of July, I'm taking a red eye to Costa Rica and leaving town and traveling internationally, going to a woman's retreat that my beautiful friend, Vibha Arora, she was on one of my summits, and she's just beautiful and lovely. And she's running a woman's retreat in Costa Rica, and I'm going to go. Super excited, a little bit worried. I'll talk about that in a moment. And then I'm flying from Costa Rica to LA to spend time in Orange County, which is where I grew up, and go to my 30-year high school reunion. Yes, you heard me right. It has been 30 years since I graduated from high school. Oh my God, that's so weird to say out loud. 30 years. I mean, remember being in high school and like hearing the phrase 30-year high school reunion? I mean, didn't you just picture like old people, like elderly people? I do not feel old or elderly, although my knees might tell you a different story, but it is super trippy and it's also very exciting. So I loved high school. I had a great high school experience. And we had a really tight class. I'm still really good friends with many people that I graduated with that I don't ever see except for at our reunions. And we just have a really great time all together. So I'm really looking forward to that and seeing my mom and my brother and his family and some friends. So I'm excited for this trip. I'm going to be gone for 12 days, which feels really great, right? Like we've been pandemicing and cancer treatment-ing and mental health-ing for the last few years. And this is a big step away from me, for me, from my family. And, you know, it comes with a lot of different emotions. Actually, it doesn't. When I really think about it, I'm mostly just like super excited. But I'm a little weirded out just by the international travel and COVID. I am fully vaccinated. I have no problem wearing a mask. I have no problem using hand sanitizer and just like, you know, wiping the hell out of my space. Like I have no shame around that or any weirdness. And it still feels kind of crazy. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Thank God. Spring into summer is my favorite time of year. After turning 50 last September, I've been really working on my physical health and well-being and can honestly say that I am feeling better in my body than I have felt in a very long time. Yes, credit goes to movement and working out, but even more credit goes to how I'm feeding my body. That's why I love Factor. I fuel up with Factor's no prep, no mess meals, 35 different meal choices, and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. I always have a new flavor to explore. It's amazing. You can crush your wellness goals this May, keep time in the kitchen to a minimum, and enjoy effortless support for the lifestyle you want to be living with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients you can trust from Factor. Head over to factormeals.com/joyful50 and use the code joyful50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code joyful50 at factormeals.com/joyful50. Again, that's 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Yes, yes, yes. Join me in the health revolution and feel really good this summer. Hey, everybody. Listen, I'm so excited to give you an update on Songfinch. Songfinch delivers. I shared last month that I was going to have them create an original song for Ian, my graduating senior. Well, the song is done, and the process of co-creating it with the artist on Songfinch was so cool. I got to provide details and ideas, and then the musician of my choice wrote up the lyrics, put it to the music that I picked, and the results are so cool. I can't wait to surprise Ian with it. I will be sure to record it and share it with all of you. Songfinch is an innovative service that lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever. After moving through their process, you get the final results in 4 to 7 days. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free. So you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Whether your song is for Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, wedding, or anniversary, or even just a gift to show your loved one how much you care. Start your song now to lock in one of Songfinch's top artists. Go to songfinch.com/joyful and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, which is a $50 value. Again, my URL is songfinch.com/joyful. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/joyful. You know, my kids need me less. I'm noticing that a lot right now. I have a really good friend who has two young boys. Well, like a young boy and then kind of an early adolescent age boy. And I just realized, wow, I have so much freedom in my life because my kids are really self-sufficient. So my kids need me a little bit less. My family as a whole needs me less. Although, how would laundry ever get folded if I just magically went away? And it's hard to let go, right? Like I was reminded as I thought about and prepared for this podcast, I was thinking about this like underlying, I have this underlying feeling of like urgent energy, you know what I'm talking about? So it's like this, I guess it might be like underlying anxiety, but it's just kind of this unsettled energy, like you've drank too much coffee or you've forgotten something. Like I just have noticed that as a part of my experience, especially as I get closer to this trip. And I was thinking about it today and I was remembering when my husband and I celebrated our 10-year wedding anniversary in 2009. we went to a music festival. We went to the Summer Meltdown Music Festival, and it was the first festival, first weekend that we had been away from our kids. I mean, we'd had a night here and there, but as far as like a weekend, this was the first time. My parents flew up, took the kids to Seattle, had a whole weekend with them. And Ben and I went to the Summer Meltdown Music Festival, which was awesome, by the way, super fun. And I noticed when we got there, you know, Ben, we got our chairs, we go into the we get our campsite all set up, we go into the venue, we throw down our chairs, and I sit down with Ben, and not 5 minutes goes by, and I can just feel this like agitation, not agitation, but this energy, this like unsettled energy. And I couldn't, it took so long for me to relax because I was so used to tending to small kids. I mean, at that point, 10 years. So the kids were probably like, I have no idea how old they were. 10 years. I was 25. So they were like 6 and 4, maybe 4 and 6, 4 and 7. And, you know, all of my days had been tending to the needs of small kids. You know how it is. You sit down and then somebody needs something, right? And so you get up. So what I realized on this trip was like, oh my gosh, like my body is no longer used to just sitting there and not getting up, moving around, taking care of somebody, making a snack, you know? So I'm noticing it's different, but it's similar right now as I just kind of recognize that my kids don't really need me the same way that they have in the past. My family is high functioning. My husband, you know, his health is returning, so he needs me less. My daughter's mental health is really strong, so I don't need to take so much headspace in thinking about that stuff. And I'm recognizing, even just in this moment, I like need some retraining. I need some retraining. Isn't that weird? Back to normal is beckoning, and it's also creating stress. Like I said, I'm fully vaccinated. My family is fully vaccinated. I'm all for vaccinations. I'm all for masks. And we have some immune issues in our family, right? Like my husband just went through his health crisis year, and we don't know how effective the vax is for him. We just don't know. And we won't know unless, of course, he gets COVID and gets really sick. And then we'll know for sure, like, oh, not that effective. I would rather avoid that. But, you know, we don't know. I mean, it's definitely feels better. Like I do have a feeling of like, okay, I am feeling better knowing that we're all vaccinated. And there is, you know, we just don't have the room to fully let go of the threat of COVID. And not everybody has that same mindset because not everybody has a person that they're really close to who is immune compromised. And so, of course, if you don't have to think about it, you don't think about it. But we have to think about it, so we think about it. And so, you know, it's like weird conversations, like friends coming over and saying, well, wait a minute, are you vaccinated? If you're going to stay the night, you have to be vaccinated. And then finding out, no, you're not. Okay, I have mixed feelings about that. And thank you for telling me. And you can't stay over. Right. And going down to see family, and are there family members who aren't vaccinated, and how's that going to be? And, you know, going to a 4th of July gathering at a friend's house who's so excited to have us come, and having to say, like, are all the families vaccinated who are coming? And the answer is no. So what are we going to do about that? How am I going to maintain safety? So anyway, it's a lot of headspace, right? And so that's what I want to talk about today, is like, how can we, because I know you've got your own things that you're thinking about, that you're juggling, that you're keeping in motion, that you're trying to make happen. It's not just me, it's all of us. You know, our stories might be slightly different, the flavors, you know, different colors, but it's, we're all kind of holding this platter full of stuff. And, you know, what's the number one thing not to drop, right? And then there's the collective global experience of, you know, just that unsettled energy. And it's real. It's real. And so, listen, I want more ease and less of a feeling of urgency, right? Less feeling like I'm behind and things are falling through the cracks. Summer is my absolute favorite season. It's just 2 months, 3 months of flashing back to being young, feeling free. I mean, it's when all the vices come out, because it's just this part of the year that just like freedom, like that's all that really I can, that's the only word that comes up for me when I think about the summer is freedom, feeling free, wanting to feel free, wanting freedom in my schedule and in my choices. And I got a business to run and I have kids to get places. And, you know, there's things outside of my control that are, that can get in the way of that sense of ease and that sense of freedom, and can also create and feed into this feeling of, urgency, too much to do. And when I'm in that, like, too much, I'm a bitch. Like, I'm not a good mom. I'm not a good wife. I'm not a good friend. I'm not good at self-talk. Like, nobody is spared. So there is only so much we can control, right? But there are a few things that we can control and we can have influence over. So I wanted to share with you today 4 questions that I've recently used to support me and I think will be supportive of you in creating the experience that you want, right? Creating the experience that you want. And you can really use this for any season of life, right? We are going to look at it in the context of the summer, in the context of the summer. Okay. So first question of the 4, what do you want to experience this summer? What do you want to experience this summer? What is the quality that you want this summer to have for you? So that's different than like, what do you want to do this summer? Because we can make a list. We can make a summer bucket list, right? I want to do this and I want to do that. And I want to do this and I want to do that. That is not what this question is about. It's not about the doing. It's about the being and the feeling. How do you want to feel? And when you look back on this summer, the summer of 2021, how do you have wanted it to feel? What is the energy this summer that you're hoping for? And I realize those of you, I'm thinking specifically of my sweet friend, Andrea Dewar. Hey, Anne, I see you down there, down under in Australia where it's winter. So when I say summer, you think winter, okay? What is the quality that you want this to have? And, you know, for me, the quality is I want to feel ease and freedom, like spaciousness. And I want you to sit with this question and sit with this quality that comes up for you when you think about what you want. And I want you to take some time to really like animate it, bring it to life. Like, how do you know when you're experiencing freedom? How do you know when you're experiencing ease, right? What does that feel like? What does it taste like? What does it smell like? How do you know that the energy you want is there? And maybe take some time, get a journal, write it out. And at first you might be like, well, I don't really know, Casey. Like, what are you even talking about? Great. If that is where you're sitting, then this is an awesome, stretchy exercise for you. Like, what does freedom feel like? What are the images that come to mind? And when you experience the images, is it wind in your hair? Is it sun on your face? Warmth? Is it warmth in your body? Is it a settled energy, peace? What is it? I want you to explore that. And the second question is, what will bring me that experience? What will support me? I'm not going to say bring me, because that is like, I'm going to sit here, you bring me freedom. No, it's active, right? So what is going to support me in creating the experience that I want? How do you see this coming alive for you, right? What's gonna bring this to life for you? So I think about you know, things like plenty of room for self-care, right? Self-care and real self-care. I was just talking to a client today and I was asking her about, you know, what does self-care look like? And she shared with me kind of like awesome times during the day where she does take care of self, and her homework is bring ever more intention. Because you might go to the gym, you might take walks every day, you might do the things that check off the self-care box, but are you bringing an intentionality that this is something that is going to refuel, reset, recharge, nurture me? Are you bringing that when you're on the treadmill? Are you thinking about like really dropping in and being present? Because I remember there was a time when I was a treadmill girl. I can't anymore because it kills my knees. And I did not love to run. And so I would watch shows. It was the perfect way to blow through 20 minutes. It's a show on Netflix called I'm Sorry. Oh my gosh, it's so crude and hilarious. I highly recommend it. That was one of the shows that I watched when I was on the treadmill. And it was not self-care. I mean, on one level it was because I was, you know, exercising my body. But as far as like a recharge, a refuel, you know, I wasn't super present to the activity. So that was a super tangent, but I'm going to bring it back around. So what's going to nurture the quality that you want this summer? What do you have control over that can influence the blossoming of that quality, in your experience? So when I think about freedom and ease and wanting that to come to life in my life, I really am thinking about, okay, where are the places that I can create space for it? What do I have control over? Where do I have influence so that this is a priority? This is an intention, right? So take some time in your journal, journal this out. What do you have control over that can bring the quality that you want into your summer experience? Feel free to pause the podcast and take some time to write that out. And then question number three, what might get in the way? Because here's the deal. We're having these like internal experiences while the external world keeps worlding, right? Life keeps happening. Life keeps lifing. Things get in the way. What might happen to bring in more of what you don't want? So like for me, I want freedom and ease, and I want less of this like urgent, underlying, anxious kind of energy. So what might happen to bring in that urgency? Well, things like not having a schedule, not following through with what I say I'm going to do, which is I want to front load a bunch of work so that I don't feel so overwhelmed by keeping up with my business. I like to have things planned out. I come across as this really easygoing gal. I'm not that easygoing. I'm a little high maintenance when it comes to having a schedule, having a plan, not like a super rigid schedule, but somewhat of a schedule. I like it. And I don't have control over a lot of things. I don't have control over, you know, the plans my kids want to make, because they're teenagers now and they don't always want to do with what my great plan is. Or, you know, my husband is a power line construction guy and there's a lot of overtime work, call outs, you know, in the middle of dinner or in the middle of the night sometimes. I don't have control over that. And it already has created drama for me, actually. And I get to flex into my flexibility. I get to stretch into flexibility and recognize this has been his job for a long time. I'm so grateful that he has a job, that he has a trade, that I'm so happy that he loves it, that it's going well. And I don't love the off hours work, but it's a part of the program. So recognizing where we don't have control, looking at places where we do have influence, right? I get to decide how I'm going to respond when Ben gets that call and it's the middle of dinner and I've expected that we're all going to have a little family time. I have control over how I respond. even if my first response is that negative reaction of like, God, I hate your job, I can catch myself there and I can shift my mindset. If I'm willing, I can shift my mindset and decide that freedom and ease, case, freedom and ease, let it go. What do I have influence over right now? Right? So what will get in the way? Where do you have some influence? And then the final question, and I love this question. I'm so excited about this question. How will you continue to keep your compass pointing towards what you want most this summer? How will you continue to keep your compass pointing towards what you want most this summer? Have you ever set a goal, right? You set a goal or like a New Year's resolution, right? And it's like, yeah, I'm so excited, so great. And then life goes on and it's June and you can't even remember what the resolution was. Anybody? Only me? I see you guys out there. So if there's something that we want to create for the summer, a quality that we want to bring to life, that we want to animate throughout this upcoming season, then we've got to check in and make sure that our compass continues to point in that direction, right? So getting really clear about what are the indicators that you're not having the experience that you want. How do you know when you're off course? I know when I'm off course because I'm tense and annoyed. And again, back to that willingness, how can we create routines that help us check in on our compass? How will we course correct? How will you find the willingness to course correct? Right? Because willingness versus willfulness. Willfulness is like, God, if my family was just so, you know, would get with the program, or if the weather would cooperate, or, you know, or we find all of these external things to blame around not having the experience we want. Like, if only this would happen, then I could experience freedom and ease. No. We're going to just shove that to the side, let it sit over there in the corner, that mindset. Bye-bye. You can hang out, but you got to be over there in the corner. And we're going to replace it with, where do I have influence? What can I do in this moment that is going to move me in the direction of what I want most, right? How can I pay attention, enough attention, more attention, grow our awareness that, oof, I am feeling rigid, or I am irritated, or I feel really defeated or low energy or whatever, right? Being aware enough to observe yourself and recognize and ask, where's my compass right now? And it's not about being perfect. It's not about ignoring negative behavior or not negative behavior. Well, negative behavior, but also just like heavier emotions. It's not about that. It's not about pushing anything aside. It's about feeling it, and then choosing, okay, great. So I'm having this experience. Do I want to sit here inside of this experience, or can I lift up and out a bit, make a small shift so that my compass continues to point towards what I want most? And for me, that's ease. I want ease. What do you want? I want you to let me know. Do you know that you can email me, Casey@joyfulcourage.com? I love it when you do. I love hearing from people who listen to the show and find value and then send me an email and tell me. It's so great. It's so great. So do that, please. Hey, friends. As a podcast listener myself, I always get so excited to share when I find a new show that I think is super useful. So today I want to tell you about Understood Explains. This is a podcast that tackles one important topic per season. And this season is all about navigating individualized education plans and is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Ertube. Getting the support our kids need in school can feel tricky, and we aren't always sure what it is that they need. When I listened to the episode titled, Does My Child Need an IEP? It offered up so much useful information that I could really see supporting parents who are in this consideration. The host is so knowledgeable and really breaks down the content in a way that helps listener go from completely overwhelmed to actually starting to feel empowered. Other episodes in the series highlight the difference between IEPs and 504 plans, as well as a whole episode that busts common myths about special education. To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains wherever you listen to podcasts. That's Understood Explains. So check it out. You won't be sorry. This podcast is sponsored by Active Skin Repair, a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. So as the weather warms up, we're outside gardening or doing yard work. There are so many opportunities for skin issues, right? And for me, it's always a mystery to know what's going to irritate my skin, but I'm definitely out there itching and scratching. But the good news is Active Skin Repair always seems to save the day. Active Skin Repair can be used to treat a wide range of skin issues, including cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, and other types of skin damage. It's also safe and non-toxic, making it suitable for use on all skin types, all parts of the body, and even on rosacea, eczema, and acne-prone skin. Here's what I want you to do. Visit activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order when you use code JOYFUL. Again, that's www.activeskinrepair.com. Find out more about the product and get 20% off your order when you use the code JOYFUL. I will share one thing that I'm doing to create ease in my summer experience. You'll notice this too, because it's going to affect you. So I am working on creating all of my podcasts for the summer in like the next week. Oh gosh, that's a lot of work. Even as I say that, I had this idea like a week ago and I'm realizing now like, oh, I could have done more. But in August, what I'm going to do in August, no, I can pull that off. I can pull that off. I'm going to let you know in my next solo show in 2 weeks if I pulled it off, okay? That's my accountability. But in August, I am going to repurpose 5 of my favorite conversations from all the mini summits of 2020 and the one that I did at the beginning of 2021. So I'm going to have 5 guests, and each week I'm going to highlight one guest from each of the summits that I've done. And I'm super excited because, you know, that's the weird thing. Like, I created all this content, including the podcasts, which we're really thinking about how to bring back some of the great episodes, because I've made them and then they come out for the week and it's exciting. And then it's on to the next show. But, you know, have you listened to all 280 podcast episodes? I'm guessing probably not. There might be a handful of you who have, but the majority of you, you know, have jumped in whenever you've jumped in, and maybe you've jumped around some. And there is just, I mean, it's a gold mine, that archive, that podcast archive. So really thinking about how to repurpose the content that I've already created and share it with you so that you can connect with it. Yay. I'm super excited. So that's something that I'm going to do to create more ease in my summer, doing a lot of batch work. So batch social media posts and batching my emails, just like you batch cook, right? When you meal plan, right? You want to make it easier so that every day you don't have to create something new. Or at least, you know, that's what I've heard. It's like, I'm not a very good meal planner, but I am going to take the same idea and put it towards my work this summer so that I can create ease. That's the plan. Now I get to follow through. So let's all just take a collective sigh and remember that life is not a treadmill. The space and the ease that we want, the qualities that we want are there. They already exist and they're available for us if we choose to create it and tap into it and animate it, bring to life what it is that we want and structure our life in a way that creates space for it. The boundaries we're willing to create allow for space. The front loading we're willing to do allows for space and ease. So, I want you to keep looking for where you have influence over your life and let me know how this plays out for you. And I'm really excited. Next week, Sarah McLaughlin is coming on, my dear friend who just wrote a new book called Raising Human Beings with Heart. She's going to come on and she's been on the podcast before. She is a sister from another mister and we have the best time talking to each other. We have yet to meet in real life. I'm really excited to share that podcast with you. You'll get a solo show. You'll get another interview in July and then it'll be on to August and some summit revisiting. So peace and ease and freedom. Can't wait to hear what you want to bring to life in your life. Do it. This summer is the summer to be in the driver's seat of your experience and influencing how you're experiencing this time of life. All right. Big love. Talk soon. Bye. All right. Thank you again for listening. And don't forget, you can get the 7 tips for connecting with your teens, as well as podcast updates and offers from Joyful Courage, plus some humorous stories straight from the trenches of my life by joining my email list, joyfulcourage.com/email. That's joyfulcourage.com/email. Do it now so you can be even more connected to all things Joyful Courage. And be sure to follow me in all the places. I love connecting with you on social media. I try to post things that add value to your life. So find me on Instagram, find me on Facebook. And don't forget to check out the membership, right? The membership for moms of teens and tweens at joyfulcourage.com/LJC. Enrollment closes the end of July. If there were any links that I threw at you about parent education, or the membership, or the email, just know all of them are in the show notes. So check the show notes if you didn't catch the links. And friends, take a deep breath, ride it into your body, release, find ease, find your balcony seat, lifting up and out for perspective, and trust that everyone and everything is gonna be okay. Big love to all of you. I'll see you next week.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.